time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, Manchester United return to the top of the English Premier League. Jacques Kallis and Hashim Amla put South Africa in charge against India in the first test. And there are Six Nations Rugby Union wins for Ireland and England. First, though, to football. The defending champions, Manchester United, are back on top of the English Premier League. A 5-0 win at home to the bottom club, Portsmouth, means they're a point clear of Chelsea, who play Arsenal later on Sunday. The BBC's John Murray was at Old Trafford.
How predictable. The only wonder was it took the champions until the 40th minute to score the opening goal, having absolutely dominated the possession until then. Rooney scoring for a fourth consecutive match, powering in a header for his 23rd goal of the season. But it was 2-0 before half-time. David James kicking Nani's deflected shot into his own net. And further goals followed after the break from Carrick, a deflected shot in off the bar, Berbatov with a classy turn and shot, and another own goal, Mark Wilson thumping into his own net. It was comprehensive. And frankly, Portsmouth appeared to be saving themselves for the more winnable games to come.
Well, one of United's goal scorers, Michael Carrick, gave this assessment of how the team's performing this season. He feels there's room for improvement.
At home, at times, we haven't played some good stuff and we've made it difficult for ourselves, but going in at half-time, two goals up gives us something to go on, and then we could play some good stuff after that and created a number of chances, really. We probably could have some more goals, but you know, who knows, it could come down to goal difference at the end of the season, so it's important for us to keep playing and just getting in good habits and playing our football. And obviously it's not easy for the Portsmouth players, but we respect that as well, but at the same time there's business to do and we have to get on with it.
Liverpool are back in the top four following their 1-0 win at home to Everton in the Merseyside derby. The hosts had already been reduced to 10 men when Dirk Kuyt scored his 50th goal for the club 10 minutes after the break. Everton also had a man sent off in stoppage time. Liverpool's manager, Rafael Benitez, whilst pleased to be back in the Champions League qualifying places, says there's plenty of work still to do.
I think that today the team was working so hard and everybody was pushing together, the fans, the staff, all the players, and I think that at the end we deserve to win. We need more points to be sure that they will be in a good position, so we have to keep going, but still we have to keep pushing.
A goalless draw for Tottenham at home to Aston Villa leaves them fifth, a point behind Liverpool and two ahead of Villa. Hull followed up Tuesday's home draw against Chelsea with their first Premier League victory since November, 2-1 against Manchester City. Emmanuel Adebayor scored for the visitors, but Patrick Vieira's first game for the club ended in defeat. The Scottish Cup holders Rangers were held to a goalless draw at St Mirren in their fifth round tie. And in Spain, Barcelona's lead at the top remains 5 points after both they and second-placed Real Madrid won at home. Barca beat Getafe 2-1 despite having two men sent off, whilst Real defeated Espanyol 3-0. From Spain, Phil Minchell.
Barcelona may still be on top of the Spanish First Division, but they made hard work of keeping their distance from their perennial challengers Real Madrid. Things started off well with the World Player of the Year Lionel Messi sending home a fantastic left-foot shot from 20 metres out. But midway through the first half, Gerald Piqué got his marching orders after siding into Rafa Lopez. Now Barcelona, well, their talent shone through and they managed to go further ahead after 66 minutes when Xavi Hernandez slotted home Barca's second from the edge of the six-yard box. But in injury time, an altercation between Rafa Marquez and Getafe players meant that Roberto Soldado closed the gap from the penalty spot. By contrast, Real Madrid looked very comfortable against Espanyol. Goals in the first half from Sergio Ramos and Kaká had the game sewn up by half-time, and Gonzalo Higuain clinched 3 points with a third goal right on the end of regulation time.
In Italy, Juventus drew 1-1 at Livorno, finishing with 10 men after Felipe Melo was sent off. That's now two draws for Juve since Alberto Zaccheroni took over as coach. The Turin club is sixth, 14 points behind the leaders Inter. Palermo are fifth after their 2-1 win over Parma. In Germany, Bayern Munich's 3-1 victory away to the defending champions Wolfsburg leaves them second in the table. Bayern level on points with the leaders Bayer Leverkusen, who drew 1-1 at Bochum. South Africa's cricketers will resume on 291 for 2 on the second morning of the first test against India in Nagpur. Jacques Kallis, 159, and Hashim Amla, 115, have so far added 285 for their third wicket. India's captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni admits his bowlers face a struggle to force their way back into contention.
Well, every session will be crucial because we still have eight wickets in hand. They have batsmen, you know, can score very quickly down the order. So I think every session will be important. It's important to contain them if you're not getting wickets. The wicket is on the slower side. We saw there was a bit of turn for, especially for Amit Mishra, but you know it's not that, you know, it's ripping off the wicket. So I think we bowled quite a disciplined line, you can say. They batted very patiently. And you know, frankly speaking, there was not much for the fast bowlers. You know, Ishant and Zach, they did their best. So I think overall it was a good flat track and very good first day to bat on. So that's what they did.
Mahendra Singh Dhoni there, some 2.5 hours till the resumption of play in Nagpur. In rugby union, Ireland began the defence of their Six Nations title with a 29-11 victory over Italy in Dublin. There, and watching it for the BBC, Johnny Saunders.
A rusty performance from the Irish, who will have to improve considerably in Paris next week if they're to retain hopes of a second Grand Slam. And they'll be concerned as well by injuries to both Ronan O'Gara and Paul O'Connell, who had to be replaced in the second half. All but 9 of the points were scored in the first half. Jamie Heaslip and Thomas O'Leary scored the 2 Irish tries, whilst O'Gara was at his metronomic kicking best until his early departure. Italy looked limited, but did at least have a Kane Robertson try to cheer for their efforts after he charged down a Rob Carney kick. Both sides will know that they need to improve, and quickly.
James Haskell scored 2 tries as England began their campaign with a 30-17 victory over Wales at Twickenham. But more than half of England's points were scored with Wales a man down as a result of Alan Wynne-Jones being sent to the sin bin. His coach, Warren Gatland, was unimpressed.
To me, the most disappointing fact about the game is we conceded 17 points from there. Down to 14 men, and we'd spoken all week about discipline and, you know, not giving anything stupid away, and you know that's just really cost us the game, having to play that barrier with 40 men, and they've scored 17 points, and it's day game over.
The United States is counting down to the biggest event in its sporting calendar. The Romantics are backing the New Orleans Saints on their first appearance, but experience and quality make the Indianapolis Colts favourites for Sunday's Super Bowl 44. Todd Ant looks ahead to the action in Miami.
The big game will feature two of the most prolific offenses in the league, with two quarterbacks who love to throw the ball downfield. Peyton Manning, the Colts, and the National Football League's most valuable player this season, is the best at breaking down a defense and spends hours looking at game films and finding every weakness he can. The Saints gunslinger, Drew Brees, was the top-rated quarterback in the league and used all his weapons this season that resulted in great success. New Orleans dominated from the start, rattling off 13 straight wins before losing its last 3. Indianapolis won its first 14 games and had the perfect opportunity to finish undefeated, but coach Jim Caldwell opted to sit his starters the last 2 games, which they lost, to avoid injuries, and was criticized for that move. Experience should play a factor in this game. The Colts won the championship with many of the same players 3 years ago, while the Saints franchise makes its first ever Super Bowl appearance.
To women's team tennis and the quarterfinal ties in the Fed Cup, the defending champions Italy and Ukraine are level at 1-1 after the opening day's singles were shared in Kharkiv. The United States lead 2-0 away to France. It's all square between Serbia and Russia in Belgrade, and there's also nothing to choose between the Czech Republic and their visitors, Germany. Our top sports story this hour. The defending champions, Manchester United, are back on top of the English Premier League following a 5-0 victory at home to the bottom club, Portsmouth. It means they're a point clear of Chelsea, who play Arsenal later on Sunday.
Chelsea will hope to make headlines on the pitch and put a huge dent in Arsenal's title ambitions when the pair meet in Sunday's Sports World's commentary match. Join me, Lee James, from 16 Hours GMT on the BBC World Service. We'll also be in Miami for one of the most watched annual sporting events. Over 100 million in America alone will tune into the Super Bowl. All from 16 Hours GMT.